two men, one marketplace, and a challenge. Join the Meeting Tree as they compete to turn $200 into as much money as possible using only Facebook Marketplace, their guile, cunning, and wit. Who will have the most cash come 11:59 p.m. December 27? Find out on the Marketplace. Miami 7 on the Marketplace. Raph's on his way in with a bit of pageantry going on. He's asked me to open the studio door, but he's going to come through the door that leads to this studio, which I have a full line of sight to. Got the dog with me here today. Say hi, boss. And he should be coming any second. But what do we think it could be? Something big, maybe. Maybe something on wheels. He's late, first of all, which I'm fine with. I'm genuinely fine with. But the reason I'm fine with it, I think, is because I know he'll make it worth it. The reason that he's late is surely because of this level of pageantry. Here we go. So here he comes. He's wedged this door open and run away. I'm thinking if both doors need to be held open, he's got, oh my fucking God.
Morning.
Raphael. So for years and years and years, Raph has said, I've wanted this particular item. I have specific memories, like at Subsonic, maybe 2018 Subsonic or something. There was someone working there who had one of these. And Raph said, man, my dream, I know I'm, you know, as I get older, it's sillier and sillier to think that I should get one of these, but I really want one. And I had it in the back of my mind that Free's 40th is when I would probably get him one, but he has now gone ahead and jumped the gun and is in possession of, do you want to say or should I?
You can say it.
A motorized skateboard.
I don't remember ever saying that I really wanted one.
You have on multiple occasions. Like
I must have been off head.
Every single time you were, yeah.
I don't remember. Every time I've seen someone riding one, I've thought, nuffy.
Well, because I actually have a memory of you seeing a guy. Oh, no, was that Beyond the Valley? Is that what it's called? The one where...
The Normal Festival.
The one where we had that experience with Benson?
No, that was Pitch.
Pitch. At Pitch, there was a guy working there who was getting around on a motorized skateboard, and you were like, that's so fucking sick, man. My dream is to have one of them, and it's been with me.
That must have been like some real high revealed preferences.
I think you asked him to have a go.
You're making this up.
No.
I'm sorry. Were you under the influence of anything when this occurred?
100%. So were you.
Did I ask to have a go of an e-skateboard one time? I mean, I guess I can't... Your Majesty? I can't say with confidence no.
Is that what we're calling it, an e-skateboard?
I don't know. It's an electric skateboard.
Black Hawk Electric. Mate, that is fucking great.
$150.
No way.
Yeah.
The reason I hadn't got you one was because I kept looking at them and they were so expensive. I guess, you know, as tech gets better, prices drop.
Mm.
That's fucking awesome.
It's never been used.
What? Yeah. Well, you ruined that by skating into the podcast.
I can no longer say that in my Facebook ad.
Used once to skate into a podcast. That's awesome. What's the weight limit?
I didn't check. I just...
Fair enough. You don't have to worry about those kinds of things.
Yeah, I don't. I'm average-sized human.
Wheels.
Yeah.
The theme of the week.
Well, yeah, because I received a WhatsApp message, a voice message from you.
Yeah.
That I initially thought was maybe you just thought you'd taken some nice Foley, like some kind of ambient effects. And you thought
it was intentional, but thought it was just some nice sound.
Yeah, because It was just kind of the sound of someone entering a car.
Well, I can play it.
Okay, yeah. You can play it while I describe it, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I thought, like, this is not...
Subscribe now at patreon.com/TheMeetingTree or click the locked play button on the Meeting Tree Podcast Spotify to follow the journey.